Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
Social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so very much for downloading this episode. Like most episodes that I've put out there, this is going to be the third or fourth. Actually, at this point, it might even be the fifth attempt to try to put something out there. Now, I previously recorded one episode that I was in love with. I was having a great time. I was vibing. It was a solo episode, but I was powering through and having a great time in the process. The downside was I could not, I made sure all the channels were recording. I messed with all the levels. I had everything hooked up, ready to go. I even had a video element to it so that I can release that content. And about 20 something minutes into the video recording, I looked over and realized that the audio recording stopped about 13 minutes prior. So the chunk of what I liked the most was did not record, and that's due to the fact that I did everything right except for make sure that I had enough storage space on the SD card that I use to pull the audio. And that was my bad. I was very angry and very upset with myself. It's I can honestly say I will blame it on you. No, I will blame it on the fact that I had just recently consumed an edible that really knocked me on my ass. And that could have been it. But it's possible that it was even a terrible episode. I honestly won't know for a while. But the great thing about at least that recording was, okay, now I know I can go back and do it again. And I tried and didn't work. I tried doing another introduction just now, and I failed miserably at not recording the channel yet again. So I can't blame that on an edible. And that is a shame on me. I really wanted to find a way to not necessarily blame others, but not take the blame myself. And it turns out it didn't work. So shame on me. How dare I? This is fun. So I had a guest cancel on me twice this week. Not to worry, she'll be on next week. It's just a scheduling conflict. When you get somebody who has real, you know, career situations going on, you have to be patient. And I am very patient and I'm appreciative. So it'll happen when it happens. But for now, let's put out this episode. I had no plans, but I didn't want to leave you empty-handed. And I was trying to line up a guest, and everyone's schedule was not working quite with mine. So I decided I'm gonna hop on the internet and see if I can have a stranger be on my podcast. And what better place to find a stranger than the website? Which, if you're under 18, don't go to this website because it is super problematic. A chat roulette. I set up the computer to record. I'm curious to see what people will say or do. You know what? It didn't even occur to me that I should probably have better lighting if they're going to be seeing my face. This episode I will have to edit because I'm pretty sure I'm going to run into the risk of a lot of masturbation. So let's see. No dicks allowed in one section. This other section, dicks. So I don't know where to go. I'm curious. I'm curious to see who I can get on. Not so much get off, but get on to this episode. So, you know what? Let's try unfiltered. Let's see. Connecting to partner. It'll connect to somebody who passed on me, who had no interest in talking to me immediately. And it was one of those guys who had a camera too close to his face. And that was not ideal for him, but I'm glad that it was that and not something else. So let's see how this goes. So far, no one wants to talk to me. Let's see. No one seems to be interested in I guess I have to select that I'm a male, so that way I won't get somebody who doesn't want to talk to me. I don't understand how this works. The last time I used this was maybe 10-ish years ago, and that was one of those, like, we're drunk, let's see what's going on kind of thing. This guy's just waiting. the first two guys, it's so much penis pass. Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing, but funny. I think I've seen too many strangers wieners for now, so let's that was my bad. How many people have no desire to have a conversation?
Ooh. Hey, what's up, man? How's it going, man?
Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, every day above ground is a good one.
That's true. I cannot complain about that, man. Oh, goodness. So what are you up to right now?
Nothing. Fucking listening to music, bored, having a drink or two, and just sitting around, man, basically.
That's good, man. Same. No drink for me, though. Not tonight. I had an edible earlier, so I'm trying not to combine the two. Never works out for me.
Yeah. I everything is done in moderation.
Exactly. I'm new to it. I'm 36. I've only taken it like a handful of times, and it's good for relaxing.
Just
an edible, but it's to like help with the anxiety, but I did it the wrong way. Yeah. Never go to a job interview on an edible is what I'm led to understand now.
Right. The state I live in, it is legal to get edibles. I've had edibles. You can't, like, when I eat them, I eat them every now. I eat them on the weekend. I ain't doing shit. I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't eat. Nah, usually I'm a drinker. I like to drink.
Oh, what's your drink of choice? You
know, I do a little bit of this, a little dab pen action.
Nice, man.
You know what I'm saying? A little bone dab. That's really that's the new way that shit's going. Why even buy weed anymore when you get that one?
Exactly. I've only smoked it once. The smoking, it wasn't for me, but the edible, that's perfect.
Yeah. And you know what? You get a better buzz when you eat the edibles. That's true.
Yeah. You definitely balance out. Although I've learned, I think is it sativa the one that's supposed to perk you up? That one is not for me.
You've got indica and you got sativa. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot, man. I legitimately am, like, I'm a week in, and I stocked up thinking I was going to be going through the indica and the sativa, but it turns out one of them gave me real bad anxiety, so I'm going to pass on that one. I'm recording for a podcast, by the way, man, so I appreciate you taking a moment to talk with me.
All right. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, man. That's cool. So are you staying quarantined most of the time?
You know, basically, like, I go out and I do some side jobs. Like, a couple weeks ago, I fucking cut a tree down neighbor's yard. Basically, not the neighbor, but, like, four blocks away. You can still call that a neighbor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there and cut a tree down. Like, no, I stay quarantined. No, I usually don't get out there and cause wreak havoc. To me, I just don't see why we all can't get along, man. This reality, like, this shit's crazy out there right now. So,
yeah,
I'd rather just stay home and fall back.
You know, I agree with you. It's definitely kind of, I really want people to have, obviously, a higher level of peace than what they have right now. It's not in the cards just yet, but it's definitely, I'm having faith that it's going to get there. That we're pushing it to that.
Hey, so explain to me exactly, like, what is a podcast? Does that mean, like, you're broadcasting what I say to other people, essentially, or what?
Yes and no. No, like, I'm not broadcasting anything right now. This is just a recording of it. So it's essentially, if people want to listen to it, I throw it up on Apple Podcasts. My followership isn't that large, but it is, it's something that I enjoy doing. I do get some good feedback on it, and it helps me, you know, promote comedy and just life in general. I'm always interested in hearing other people's stories. People are real fascinating to me. And so I've never done this portion of it before. I hadn't hopped on this website since the start of it. But I'm glad that they finally have a filtered version, so you don't have to deal with a lot of the other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hey, I'll cheers for that one. That's a good one. Yeah, you're right. Because good people are hard to come by, man. Seriously, good people that actually try to do the right thing. You know, that's a diamond. That's a diamond in the rough. Not so much a diamond dozen, but it's rare.
Yeah, it's. I every now and then I meet somebody and I think to myself, this is an upstanding citizen, somebody I respect. And then every now and then they break my heart and show me a side of them that I did not see coming. So as much as I want to take everyone at their word or what they say it with a grain of salt, I still have faith that there are good people that will make the right decisions when those opportunities present themselves.
Yeah, man. Damn, you should have been a lawyer or something, man. Damn, that was cold. I know. You know what you are? I'm going to tell you. You're probably a salesman. I'm going to guess. If I had to guess what you do, you probably sell shit to people.
Used to. I used to, and I hated it. I hated cold calling, warm calls, whatever they're called.
But look, you're bigger than that. You already got that, like, snappy, like, yo, buy this. You're that guy, man. Just like me, dude. Look, I'm telling you, if I sat and talked with some with this and that, I could convince, you know, to the moon and back. Doesn't matter. But that's part of sales, man. That's all just part of sales.
Yes, sir. It's
convincing
somebody that they need something, or at the very least that they can spare some time for that. Right. How about this? How about I'm going to try to sell you on this action figure. Let me know if I can convince you. All right. So, you know, the great thing about Captain America is that his head glows or something. I don't know what this is. I bit off more than I could chew. I got this in a Happy Meal toy.
No, look, you already shot yourself in the foot. I don't know. I bit off more than I could chew. Instantly, I don't want to buy it. I'm gone, man.
Oh, man, I see. Ugh, this is my training. Sears customer service really let me down today. Oh, it does that. Look at that. It glows. Now we know. And that's a great thing about it. This is the kind of thing you would want.
What you got to do when you sell something, you got to know everything about it. You'd be like, this is a Captain American doll. It was made in 1986, produced by Ford Motor Company. Whatever. It's a one of a kind. Look, there's like only 4,000 of these made. This is number blah, blah, blah.
What I like about that is that I now want to get Captain America themed toys by Ford Motor Cars. They need to get on that. I think you need to pitch them that idea, man. You just came up with something, set it up, then you can retire.
No, that was just a bullshit pitch, but I'm saying, right. So you're smart, though. You recognize what a pitch is, right?
Yes, look, sir.
Dude, it don't matter how many times you pitch it out there. I can't tell you how many times I tried, because look, I'm a true American. And honestly, the ultimate goal of mine, look, is me as a human entity. My goal is I want to have a product on the shelf. Like, what do you do for a living, sir? Oh, well, I've got this bottle of mustard up here that I sell at the shelf at Walmart. I got Joe over here. He takes care of everything. I'm on the yacht. I'm over here throwing my fishing pole off the boat. Call me if you need something. Seriously, because people that have products on shelves are striking gold. Striking gold right now. And that's the reality of shit.
That's what you got to do.
Let me just get there.
That's what you should be doing, man. You should be, when next time you cut a tree, see if there's any honeycombs or anything on it. And then you bottle that honey and then you sell that. Next thing you know, you'll be on a yacht. I would love that. Essentially what a podcast is, it's selling a product. Now, I may not be on an actual shelf, but I'm on the shelf like online digitally, where people can go through and listen to podcasts. The more downloads I get, the better sponsors I get and all that.
The more views you get, it's like watching a YouTube video or something, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, I am doing it. Although I did, I got a real bad taste from it in terms of sales as far as the cold calling. I did this job where they wanted me to sell Sawzaws. And then what they would do is they had this script. I needed a job, and I was like, I can't do salary. I can only do salary or hourly. I can't do commission. And so they had me go in, and on the first day, I made a couple of sales, and I, you know, didn't need the guy to walk me through the way he was walking everyone else through. And he was,
I'm beyond it. I got you. Right.
Confidently. That. Yes, exactly. So I sold some stuff, and then I realized, I'm like, so what are we going to send them? When are we sending them the catalog?
And dude, honestly, that's how you got to be in life. You can't settle for shit. When someone like does that, I'm telling you, just from my experiences, and I'm not the greatest person, but look, at the end of the day, I know how to get my money, man, any way, shape, or form, and all legally. I don't sell drugs. I don't condone none of that. But I know how to take anything. Like, example, I live in the Chicago area. Every winter, I know a guy gets a bunch of gloves. I buy like 3 cases of gloves. I'll stand outside 3-4 corners from my house, and literally I can make around 150, 200 bucks a day just selling gloves for $2 a pair, just because of the mere traffic. Or like, I'll go on the bike path, hey, I need a pair of gloves all day.
That's
boom,
smart.
Boom, boom. And all I'm doing is just being outside.
See, that's smart, because you're supplying something that people need. I assume, I don't know much about Chicago area, but I assume it's colder out there than it is out here in LA. You know,
it is. Yeah, definitely. But that's when the cold strikes. That's the bitch. You got to be out there. Get it? You got to be bundled up. But if I got a box of fucking gloves with me.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, hey, you know, they're buying them, because a lot of people, look, they're outside walking. They're like, fuck, my hands are cold. Trust me, next time you go to the cold environment and you walk, you're going to be like, man, my hands are cold. That's like a slide job. Like, you know, it's just something really easy. Like, I can make fucking $1,000 a week doing that in the winter.
Yeah, it's smart. Right now, I just dropped a couple $100 today on weights. So usually it's about $2 a pound. They're doing it for $3 a pound right now because they know they can. Supply and demand. There's plenty of demand, not enough supply, so they hiked up the prices a little bit. I felt real cheated, but it's what I needed to do. I'm not going back to that gym anytime soon. I do not trust anybody well enough to be able to be like, all right, I'm going to join you at the gym. I've seen them cough on the machines before COVID. I am not going to chance that afterwards.
Oh, no, I got my own. I got 2 pairs of dumbbells is what I got. I got a pair of 60-pound dumbbells, a pair of 20s.
Pretty good, dude.
Lift them bitches, you know?
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and keep this going, but you take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.
Good night. Take it easy. See, look at that. Nice gentleman. Got a quick chat. It's pretty good. This guy immediately didn't want to talk to me. He immediately muted me. He's like, all right, I'm good, man. I don't have any interest in what you got going on. Oh, she moved on. She was like, I have no interest in this guy. How's it going, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fucking excellent, dog. I'm just chilling, posted, just talking to random people, trying not to see dicks.
Very much the same, man. That's why I'm glad they have this filter on there where you can select the safe for work version.
Yeah, dude, and then most of them are still posting dicks, so it's annoying.
Oh, okay.
But you're probably the third real conversation I had.
You're the second one today for me, man. It's
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't messed with this in a long time, and I was curious to see. My name's Jose. I do a podcast, which is you're currently technically on it right now. I could edit you out if you want.
Nice.
Yeah, no. So I just thought, you know what? Let's see if we can discover some people around the world who have a story to tell or got something to say.
Yeah. I don't really got too much good to say. It's been fucking crazy. COVID's been nuts, man. Fucking COVID's got the world shut down.
Oh, I'm seeing it. In my town is dealing with a lot of shutdowns. They're already closing the bars back up, so it's kind of crazy out there.
Yeah. They're closing the bars back down over where I'm at too. So.
That's, yeah, it's, I mean, it's a necessary step. It's, and it sucks, but you can only trust the masses for so long before some of them let you down and you gotta take it a step back. But we'll get there.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should have had this under control by now, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. This is this. I mean, there was plenty of warning and heads up ahead of time. We're a very proud country, and nobody wants to have things taken away from them. So it delays the inevitable.
Yeah, definitely, dude. I mean, I feel like we've known about the coronavirus since last November, and how the fuck is it still around? It's fucking July, you know? Shutting down the 4th of July is huge. It's kind of shitty.
Yeah, it's I mean, the fireworks have been going off like crazy over here. I think people are getting it out of the way because they won't be celebrating 4th of July. But every night, man. It is going crazy. But I sorry to hear about that in the world, especially what's going on in our areas. But how are you personally doing, man?
Well, I'm doing great, bro. I'm fucking trying to level up. My girl just got a car. My girl is trying to get a job in a hospital. Not much good going for me, but a lot's going good for my girl. So when something's good going for my lady, that means something's good going for me, you know?
That's good. So. I mean, that's what you can do is if you have people in your life that are succeeding, best thing you can do is support them, show them love, and, you know, just keep at it with yourself. So that way, when you get that success yourself, you get to, you know, celebrate it with them. So,
yeah, you got some raw ass posters behind you. I see the Infinity War poster to your left.
Yeah. So that's this poster over here is for, you know, that the Captain America Civil War, it's based off of this comic book series called Civil War. Similar concept, but that's what that one is. And then this one over here is the Star Wars. But if you're ever into comic books, you should. Oh, he moved on. I had his interest for about a minute. How you doing? Oh, she had no interest in talking to me, so I feel a little left out. How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good this evening. I'm just using chat roulette, and so far having some interesting conversations.
Where you at?
I am in Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a party.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, it's a party.
California. California with a K.
With a K?
Yeah, like, Communist Party.
Haven't come across that, but there's always hints of it. There's always enough going on in the world where, especially, I mean, I would say this much, people are certainly trying to be liberal out here, but there's always an infrastructure underneath that infrastructure.
California has a great reputation. It's like, come to California, let it all hang out. But you get there and you can't have two drinks in front of you. I'm from New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. So if you ask for a beer and a shot or like a rare burger, you can get that. But not in California.
Oh, you can get a beer and a shot in California. I do it all the time. I do.
But not a rare burger.
You know what? That's true. But I've never really ordered one. I only go for medium rare.
Well, that's the tastiest, isn't it?
What's that now?
That is the tastiest.
It is. The rarer, the better. I've never tried a full rare. I think that's the next step for me.
It's okay if it's not ground beef. If you cut a hunk off a steak and it's blue, that's delicious. That's tartare. But something about rare ground beef, I don't like it.
No, I haven't tried it, so I'm curious about that. You know what I am kind of into right now is bison meat.
Oh, man, I went to Wyoming last year and had bison. It's so lean and delicious.
You cut through it like butter. There's a I'm just outside. I'm still in L.A. County, but I'm in the San Fernando Valley. And there is this one restaurant called The Odyssey that sort of overlooks the valley, and they have themselves really good bison steak there that I tried, and it was the leanest, tastiest meat I've ever had. And I saved that one for a special occasion now. I can't do it all the time.
Oh, it's delicious. I live outside Washington, D.C., and there's some, like, Mennonites or Amish that have a herd of bison in Pennsylvania. And, oh, they're so tasty. They're delicious.
See, I like that because I feel like they wouldn't use, like, hormones or steroids or anything on their animals. Oh, like, it'd be very natural.
No. Oh, dude, you go to an Amish market, because I live close to Pennsylvania. I'm like 20 miles from Pennsylvania, and I'm only a few miles from Maryland and Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. So good. You go get the Amish stuff. Oh, it's so good. It's so natural.
I got to try it. I've only encountered an Amish person in public once. That was when I was in Seattle. And that was my first education of like, oh, I didn't know that they actually step out of their communities. And it never once occurred to me until talking to you just now that they would be a good source for getting supplies or getting food, especially something that you want to have a little more natural.
There's like 5,000 Amish and Mennonite communities in Canada and the U.S. 5,000.
That's a lot.
They got a lot of buttons. There's no Velcro. There's no zippers.
I wonder if they how they communicate with each other. Like, do they?
I don't know, man. It seems like there's a lot of exceptions. Their houses are not connected to the power grid, but they can have generators.
Mm.
Okay. They cut the kids off in their education in like eighth grade, but they can drive like brand new F-350 Ford pickup trucks.
Those are giant bastards. Damn, that is impressive. That is a real education because I wouldn't say that I would want to be Amish or a Mennonite per se, but that would be one of those things where it's like, if this all went away, that's who we would probably turn to learn how to.
Oh, hell survive. Yeah. They're growing their own greens and tasty vegetables. They got their own livestock.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Oh, hell yeah. There's a lot to be said for self-sufficiency.
It's always been something that. When I purchased my first ladder and I was like, wait, we can own these? It's not just always in the house. Like, you can actually invest in this stuff. That was kind of a game changer for me. Because you grew up with these, with tools or anything around you, and it never occurs to you like, oh, okay, when it comes time for me to have my own place, you know, I having even just a toolbox makes me feel like I'm a capable person. But then the moment something breaks down around this house, for sure, I'm not going to be the guy to fix it. Being self-sufficient would be a real dream. And I feel like that's something that people could be doing right now is learning how to be self-sufficient. I mean, hydroponic growers shot through the roof. Everybody started growing, relying on their own vegetation, growing their own pot. It became a whole a thing when COVID started. That was pretty impressive.
I dig me some homegrown tomatoes.
Appreciate that, man. All right. Well, you have yourself a good evening. Yeah, you take
Peace
care
out
there.
Hey, good talking to you.
Got it, sir. Take it easy. Nice guy. I was a little worried because he was wearing the shades and he was very, best way I could put it is he had a very Trump background. And I was like, okay, so this guy's going to be doing this. Am I on somebody's, what is this thing called? Twitch stream thing going on? Is that what's going on here? Okay, this person has a lot of resources. I'm assuming they're putting together some kind of armor or selling something. I don't know this game. I don't know online gaming, really. So I am a terrible commentator for this, but let's see what I can figure out. Okay, looks like each event is preceded by prophecy, yada yada.
There you go. You've been dreaming.
Talking to, if not a demon, then a djinn. So let's see here. This is interesting. But you have a good one. All right, so I think that was the end of that. The chat roulette experiment was interesting, but I don't think it's going to be going very far at all. So this guy wasn't kidding. There are dudes trying to like sneak a peep, trying to get things, trying to not. People are taking chances to not get banned. Oh, that last one hurt. This girl looked at me and she just nodded no, very disappointed. Like, that's a hard pass. Which is very, I thank you for that. There's a very sort of relaxed, you know what this feels like when you right now? This is being on chat roulette is a combination between being on a dating site and being at the mall where there's a bunch of teenagers around you just kind of watching and laughing at you, you know, which happens quite often. I have had on more than one occasion teenagers come up to me and start laughing, and I'm like, okay, there's something that I said that was either amusing or they just thought to themselves, look at this guy, he looks terrible, let's have a quick laugh at him. But there you go. You know, let's go ahead and wrap this part up. I was curious to see what would happen, and I was disappointed. Not surprised, but I was disappointed. So that was fun. All right, so somebody's watching The Simpsons. A lot of dudes in their cars beating off. There's an insane amount. I mean, this is, if you were inside of a computer, you would see what was going on. That would be interesting. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. Yeah, just surprisingly finding people to talk to on chat roulette. So welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You doing a podcast or something?
I am.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so
what's your
Yeah, it's called Awkwardly Social. It's
Awkwardly Social.
That's right. Awkwardly Social. Huh. Yeah. And so far it's been very awkward. Several people rejecting me and skipping over me. I was saying that it's very similar to being on Tinder but live and watching people reject you. So it's not quite what I had in mind, but it is amusing how people look at me and they're just like, no, skip.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So what are you up to right now?
Just listening to some tunes, yeah. Seeing what people are up to.
Gotcha. Do you use chat roulette a lot?
No, not a whole lot. Gotcha. I think the last time I used it was like probably 5 weeks ago.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're an occasional user, but you are... You're more observing the people you're having a conversation with, or do you ever find good conversations on here?
Actually, yeah, I found a few pretty good ones. There was this one lady I met that was, I think she said that she was from Ethiopia or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it was like she was born there, but she was like of Ethiopian descent, and her name was in. Some language called Amharic.
Oh.
She was really surprised that I even knew what that was.
Oh, I see. So she didn't tell you that, you just knew it.
She told me like it's an Amharic, and I was like, oh, I'm familiar with that language. And she's like, oh, very many people are. I just told her like, oh, I've heard of it.
See, I like that. This is a good opportunity. Was that sort of at the start of COVID when you hopped on here?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was.
See, I was curious to see how many people were relying on this, because I forgot this website existed, but it is still an interesting place. I found one of my favorite artists for a while off of Chat Roulette. Like she did some really great sculpting. And she was out of Canada, and she would post this stuff online, and she sent me to her website where she had this really amazing work, and then she was looking for recommendations for something to do with her students. And I recommended that they do fingerprint art, and then they did some really great stuff. But then one day the website went away, and it turns out she got married and had a kid, and so she stopped doing that kind of those kind of projects. But I hope she picks up on it soon, because it was she was really good at it.
Yeah. You said that she did sculpted projects.
Yeah, she did. She did like clay projects, a combination of different mediums, and then she would do just random things. Like she also learned how to like do wood carvings and stuff like that. So it was really interesting to see somebody who would just do something to learn it and would do it ultimately like really well. Like she would take a few stabs at it, but she would learn something and then move on, and then learn something else and then move on. Like that's something I wish I possessed. I wish I had the ability to learn. I would be really good at sports if I could do something like that, but I am terrible.
Yeah,
never picked
the only kind of sports I've ever been interested in was like combat sports.
Yeah,
but I've never learned a martial art in my life, so
It's start with. I mean, I did a couple weeks of Taekwondo. Does that count?
That counts a little bit. I mean, that's something at least.
Yeah.
I took 3 months of Tang Soo Do once, and that's really about it.
Gotcha. Are you now? Why did you stop? Was it because of COVID or for any other reason?
No, it was because I was going to college at the time, and I was only taking it as a college class.
Oh, I see.
And yeah, and then my time was up, and class was over, and I had to focus on doing other classes.
I gotcha.
I went and visited the class again a couple of times, but I just kind of started running out of time to be able to do that when I wanted to. I was also doing, I was practicing weightlifting instead.
That's pretty good, man. Now, are you taking, I don't know how busy you are right now, but are you taking any time right now to do any of that kind of stuff? To just kind of like brush up on fitness or on martial arts?
I want to, but yeah, if I want to learn, let's see, like grappling, I would need like one other person.
That's true.
It's not like I have, I don't have like some sort of practice dummy to grapple or whatever.
I was going to say, you should get in, like, what you should do is you should get one of those inflatable characters that whips around in front of car dealerships, and then just try to wrestle that for a while, because that will fight you. I tried hugging one once, and it did not end well. It flung me, and I'm a big dude, so I would suggest.
Those things are pretty strong.
They can be, but you know, don't do that. I say that, but I kid. I would say play it safe, but I don't know. I understand that. I mean, you could just get like heavy weights and then just kind of practice with that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, one of the great things about right now is that a lot of stuff and educational programs are being moved to the internet. So you could watch these videos. Obviously, it's different with an instructor there who can tell you when you're stance is wrong. I mean, you know, that's having somebody there to let you know that what you're doing could be improved on would be beneficial for you. Now, I'm not trying to get you to go to do these programs, but if you do them, you know, whether or not you choose to do them, that's fine. But this would be a good time for it. I mean, I'm being a bit of a hypocrite. I've been trying to learn guitar now for years. I have a guitar, and I have maybe picked it up once this entire time. So, yeah, I do. I have a neighbor who teaches it. I just don't want to go over there.
Yeah, I've also been trying to practice learning how to play guitar, but that's like another thing that I usually just don't have time for because I've been going to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and also my childhood house like got burned down almost.
Oh, wow. Was this recent?
Yeah, this is kind of recent. It was like last year.
Oh, that sucks, dude. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's all right.
Yeah. Is your family still there, or is that a...
Oh, no, they're like living somewhere else now.
Oh, gotcha. It's that bad to where they couldn't even salvage part of it?
not really. Wasn't really that great after that, but they went and lived somewhere else after that.
Gotcha. And you're in college right now. Are you at a dorm at this moment?
Yeah, I'm in a dorm.
That's cool. What are you studying?
No. I study Spanish.
Nice. What's the end game here? Working with the Spanish community?
Yeah, I want to either interpret or translate Spanish.
Oh, that's awesome. What made you want to do that? Now, if people, I'm recording a podcast, so they can't see you, but you don't look like a Hispanic man unless you are mixed. But
nope.
No, just something you were interested in from the get go.
Yeah. So what happened was, as a kid, my dad, he used to tell me stories about the Hispanic community where he grew up. I was originally born in California, and my dad was raised in California.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, where I'm at.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forget. You can't see where I'm at now, but I'm not in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live up north in Oregon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, just so that your audience knows, Oregon is a state.
I've talked about Oregon. Actually, I did an episode. I want to say from Oregon, but yeah, I loved Oregon. I was surprised when I went there that I asked for a cup of water from the bartender, and they looked at me. And you're like, just go to the faucet. And I didn't realize you guys have so much water out there that it's fresh, that it's safe, that it's drinkable straight from the faucet. So we don't have that out here. No,
man, that's actually something I haven't thought about before. I can just go to the faucet and just drink water. That's usually what I do.
Yeah, we need filters out here. We don't have the abundance of it. We don't have as much rain as y'all do. So, we are living in a desert. So it's kind of crazy out here. But I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You said that your dad grew up in California?
Oh, yeah. He grew up around the Hispanic community. And he used to tell me about how he learned a lot of Spanish words talking to them, but he never had the chance to fully learn the language itself. And so I realized going to college, I had a better chance to actually be able to learn, like, not even just Spanish. I could learn the skills to learn other languages, even if I wanted to.
From what I'm led to understand, Spanish is a good jumping off point for wanting to learn, French, Italian, several languages that sound very similar to it. You know, obviously Tagalog, you know, would be a good one because they have a lot of Spanish words in their language. You know, so that's very admirable that that's what you want to do because, communication is very important and things can get lost in translation. So obviously to be a translator would be a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
That's good. how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. You see, you've got a good head on your shoulders and you're very ambitious for a 22-year-old. So good on you for that.
Thanks.
It's okay. I forgive you for not taking self-defense classes. Like you're busy getting a good education. So that's very I didn't go that route. I wish I had, but I did not. I speak some Spanish. You might be better than I am at this point, depending on how long you've been doing it.
I've been doing it for a long time, but barely made any headway with the speaking of Spanish. I can read it really well, but I haven't had very much Spanish speaking practice.
Okay. So it's here's what you do. Next time you see a Spanish thing, on chat roulette, have a conversation with them. I could use some words if you'd like. We can switch to Spanish for a moment. I'm not good at it, let's take a look here. Okay, ¿dónde está la biblioteca?
La biblioteca es al lado de la centro de escribiendo.
Okay. You know what? Yeah, that was better. I wasn't expecting much, but I feel like you got to give yourself more credit for even if you're not able to actively practice it, but you still were able to come up with some more than just basic words. So, I mean, good on you, man. It's a work in progress. I would say, when you're done out there, you come take a trip out here. There's a lot of most of the Hispanic people you'll come across will be English speakers, but you will have something like that. And you know what? Translators are going to be so important, especially when it comes to the legal system, trying to get people on the right path, or at least giving them a fighting chance. The language would be very crucial. And you have yourself a friendly face, so hopefully that'll help out as well.
Yeah.
You kind of remind me of the Green Arrow right now. You have that
the
look.
Green Arrow.
Yeah. You look like the comic book version. Look him up. Look up the Green Arrow from the comic books.
Oh, I know the Green Arrow.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're familiar. But yeah, you have that look right now. So you are destined to be a superhero, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking probably more of Spider-Man, but if I was Green Arrow, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like Peter Parker couldn't grow facial hair. I could be wrong here.
Yeah. I'm every bit as a twink as him, though.
I was a tiny person, but my head was still the same size, so I looked like my own pop vinyl. Like I looked like Spider-Man pop vinyl. It's not a great look. For a human anyway. But you know what? Best of luck to you. Thank you so much for taking a moment to chat with me. I honestly had a couple of conversations earlier that it was nice to know that there's people out there who are, if not in a similar position, then at least keeping on. And you are keeping on. So thank you for that, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for letting me talk on here, man.
For sure. Keep at it. Get your education going. I hope that your family is okay now, you know, after the fire and after all that. I hope that they're
fine.
Okay, they're good.
They're doing well. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm relieved then. All right, buddy. You take it easy, man.
Yeah, you too.
That's it.
Have a good one, you guys.
See ya. See, would you look at that? That was surprising. There's one. She turned me down. I was immediately saying things like, you know what? This is nice. This was very, not relaxing, but this was very, it was good to have a conversation with somebody. And then as soon as I started that sentence, another woman looked at me and said, oh, no, not this guy. Hard pass. So that was me, and that was the end of that. So let's wrap this part up. That was nice. The last gentleman, especially, it was good to see him, or good to hear him, do that. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. Thank you so very much for listening. It was a quick one, but it was nice. I hope y'all are doing something to communicate with others. Keeping the flow going. I think that right now, especially since we're hitting the second wave, you need to get ready to start just being a part of the world digitally, you know, something along those lines. Because I know we all miss our friends and family, and we just are so anxious to hit a bar and get back to some semblance of normalcy that's been gone for a while. But truthfully, we need to be able to go without just a little bit longer. I mean, enduring this just a little bit longer will help us get back to a normal life, you know, afterwards. I think if we hadn't opened up right now, we would be in a much better position, and we would be returning back in a month or so versus having to wait significantly longer than that. You know, it's think of it as a run, like you're racing or something. It's, you know, every time you stop, it just takes you longer to get to the finish line. You're not moving, you're not making progress by stopping when you're running. This is a terrible analogy, but you get what I'm saying. It'll take longer to get to the end game or end goal. And really the end is that our bodies either figure out how to do it ourselves, or they find something to help us deal and process. But, you all take care. Have yourselves a great week. Next week is going to be a bunch of episodes that I have lined up. Everybody's rescheduled on me, so they're all falling on the same week. So starting next week, you're going to be dealing with at least two episodes per week for a while. Might kick it up to three. There were some really cool things going on personally. And hopefully, I just took a test right now, or not to now, but this week for COVID. So I really hope that I did not get that, because I am feeling under the weather right now. But I am staying very... positive, except for, you know, unless that's the results positive, that can't be good. good opportunities coming our ways soon enough. You watch. I'm hoping for the best for all of you. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at I am Jose Chavez, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. If you haven't already done so, why don't you go ahead and give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I fixed it so that Spotify and Stitcher are now receiving updated episodes. If for some reason it wasn't downloading for about a year, but I fixed it, so you should be on those platforms getting up-to-date episodes. And that's it. Take care and keep life awkward. All that jazz. Goodbye.